Proclamation number 3696, dated the February 24th, 1946. Violation of eternal law. Temptations. If you make a very serious effort to live in accordance with my will that has been made known to you, you will always experience a condition of psychological distress if you have done wrong, if you have offended against my commandment of love. And this is your unmistakable sign that you have to return to my eternal order to find inner peace again. My order only comprises actions of love, and all unkindness is contrary to it. A loving heart and one that thus fulfills my commandments is not restless or timid because it finds peace in me and cannot step out of the eternal order, i.e., it cannot act unkindly. But it will not be without temptations either, since my adversary always endeavors to bring disorder where order rules, to bring disorder to a peaceful heart and to deprive it of its strength by influencing its volition and thinking. And these temptations have to be obstinately resisted. The tempter must not triumph, but the human being should triumph by not allowing himself to be driven to unkind actions, words and thoughts. This is the difficult fight with the tempter, but easily won with my help. The strength of love always has to be stronger, the fortitude of soul always has to come to light where physical weakness is apparent. With a sincere call to me, the human being must hand himself over to me so that I represent his cause and he is relieved of all responsibility. The human being should not forget about me. He must remember me in times of spiritual and worldly distress so that I can take care of everything that disheartens him, that happens to him, and that he therefore need never succumb to the tempter. You, my servants on earth, will often be tried and have to stand firm if you want to progress. You will have to negotiate obstacles and need much strength. However, my strength is at your disposal too if you want, just don't forget about me. Don't allow the tempter to push me away because your will is the deciding factor as to who takes possession of you. Don't give him the prerogative, but stand next to me at all times and he will flee from you because he cannot endure my presence. But if you become weak, he will have power over you and won't rest until you have committed an offense against the eternal order, until you have fallen and then need strength again to get up. I am not angry with you, but caution you because a lot of your strength will be lost, which you either didn't ask for or didn't need to return to the previous order, but which you could have used to progress had you not fallen. Therefore remain strong in spirit. Don't allow the adversary to gain power over you. Hold on to me at all times and I will guide you through all temptations without damage to your soul, because if you fight with me you will win every battle. Amen.